Hey people, are you in the market for a new watch and don't want to break the bank? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. Kingsley 1945 Watches are styled, designed, and hand-assembled in Providence, Rhode Island by the Kingsley Watch Company. I'm a distributor for Kingsley 1945 Watches. You can contact me to place your order at amitdevhonda@gmail.com, or you can visit my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about how I worked with President Clinton in 2004. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Today I want to talk to you about how I worked with President Clinton in 2004. This is honestly probably one of the biggest highlights in my professional watch career. I'm honored and privileged that I had the opportunity in 2004 to work with President Clinton. I'll never forget how it happened. We had a dear friend of ours when I was in retail, who owned a hotel in Harvard Square. He invited us to come by and actually meet President Clinton on the floor that President Clinton was staying at. And President Clinton was in town for the Democratic National Convention. And he had just written the book, My Life, the best-selling New York Times best-selling book, My Life. And, I got to, in the afternoon, meet him and shook his hand, talked to him for a few minutes. And I said to him, Mr. President, if you get a chance, I'd love for you to come by the store sometime. And lo and behold, the next day he came in, which was a complete shock to me and everybody that was working that day. And, of course, Secret Service sweeped the perimeter for a couple of hours to make sure that everything was secure. And obviously, he's one of our most beloved presidents of all time. And he walked in, and I greeted him, and he shook my hand. And I remember he said that I was wearing a nice tie and a nice suit. And I took him upstairs. The store I was at the time was three floors, and it was one of the best watch stores in the country, if not in the world. And the third floor had all the goodies, all the good stuff. And I literally, we took him up. I walked him to the Panerai counter, and I started explaining Panerai to him. And it was such an honor and privilege for me because Panerai at that time, it was still fairly in its infancy in America. It was a major brand, but it was fun to collect. They were $3,000 to $5,000. They weren't the brand they are now. There were no in-house movements. They weren't the monster brand that they are now. And, these things were sold out, people would place orders for them, and very, very rare that we even had pieces in the case. There was only like 6 to 10 slots in the thing. It was like a corner for Panerai right next to the Rolex case. And I just remember, showing him a couple watches and, finally explaining to him and showing him and, going over the history. The president loves history, and he was very fascinated by the history of it. And it was just great because I was so passionate and he could see it. And I recommended a watch called PAM 89. And PAM 89 was, Illuminor GMT and titanium 44 millimeters with an anthracite gray dial. And that watch today has become synonymous and known as the Clinton watch or the President Clinton watch. And what's really cool and really fascinating and really interesting is that, it's not your common Panerai. It's titanium. It's half the weight. Even though he's a very public person, I felt that would be like the perfect watch for him. And, it had the GMT function, so it had dual time zone. It wasn't your run-of-the-mill 111 or 104 or 90 or 88. It was one of those very cool sort of tool watch looking watches. And I thought, this would be great for the president. And it came on a nice blue alligator strap. So I figured, you know what? It's a big watch. It's definitely masculine. He's a big guy. And he can wear it. He can own it. He can wear it. But it's still sort of understated. It's not common. And what's really cool, you know, fast forwarding now, 2014 was the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King's March on Washington speech. You know, 10 years later, from when I sold him the watch or helped him buy the watch, he was wearing that very watch that day while he gave the speech. And if you go on YouTube, you can definitely see the speech and you can actually catch a glimpse of the watch. And I will throw the link down below, you know, for the MLK 50th anniversary speech delivered by President Clinton. And it was a very powerful speech, and it was a very powerful interaction he had, and it was just it was unbelievable. But, you know, working with him was probably the single most greatest moments in my life, and very few people get the opportunity to meet, let alone work with or help a president, especially of his stature, with watches. And, you know, when he left the store, I worked with him for about 3 hours. And when he left the store, there was about 10,000 people outside waiting for him. It was amazing. It was pandemonium. It was just incredible. And, I'm super grateful for that opportunity. One thing that's amazing about him is he's incredibly engaging, and he looks at you right in the eye, and I totally understand his charm, and I never really understood it before I met him, but you know, he makes you feel like you're the only one he's talking to, and I think that's part of his what makes him so compelling, made him so compelling probably as a president, as a leader, as a politician, as a humanitarian. He's just very, very switched on, very intelligent, very confident, but very, very engaging. And, that was amazing to me. And I didn't realize, you know, the impact that it would have working with him and selling him a brand like Panerai. I just remember the president of Panerai at the time called me and was like, "What did you sell him? What did you sell him?" And I remember I was getting hounded by the press at that time, and you know, it was big news. He left and everybody saw it. You know, he left the store and the press was there. And of course, I couldn't really, you know, say that I what I told him. But, you know, it's come to public knowledge, and there are pictures of the watch, and it's been 12 years. And, you know, it's just an amazing, amazing experience that I had. And I one day really hope that I get to work with the president again, because it was, you know, he's amassed a massive watch collection ever since. He publicly wears Shinola watches. You know, he likes the whole Made in Detroit thing. And he toured the Shinola factory last year. And but, you know, he's had, you know, many different brands of watches. But that watch, the watch that I sold him, PAM 89, has become synonymous kind of with who he is. And I think it suits him to the letter. I really do. I think it suits him better than any watch I've seen him publicly wear. And I still feel the same way today as I felt then. You know, one of the things that I, you know, pride myself on and that I worked very hard for is being able to pair watches with people, people and their personalities and who they are and their tastes and their style and their class. And, you know, it's a watch says something about someone. And this was really a great example of a watch that was really indicative of a person. And bold, sophisticated, worldly, well-made, you know, robust, all those things who kind of define who President Clinton is, and yet completely understated at the same time, in a way. So, yeah, that was... that was an amazing experience, and I'm sure I've had many other good experiences as well working with pretty high-profile people, but that definitely takes the cake. Check me out on my website at www.amitdavehonda.com. You can email me with questions at amitdavehonda@gmail.com. If you want to check me out on my Twitter and my Instagram, my handles for both are at amitdavehonda. I'd like to thank Shalboy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. Definitely check out my Facebook Watch page. It's a great way to get information, and it's linked to my website, and I kind of daily or every couple of days sort of post a different article, and those articles then become my newsletter. Bulk of them become my newsletter, and it's creative and new and fresh and original content, and I know you'll enjoy it. I'll throw the link down to that below so you can sign up for my newsletter. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.